We passed in review and on home at a fast trot. I don't think anybody fainted, and I don't think anybody quite got sick, even though most of us didn't eat much dinner that night, and I've never heard the mess tent so quiet. But, grisly as it was the first time I had seen death, first time for most of us. It was not the shock that Ted Hendricks' flogging was. I mean, you couldn't put yourself in Dillinger's place. You didn't have any feeling of, it could have been me. Not counting the technical matter of desertion, Dillinger had committed at least 4 capital crimes. If his victim had lived, he still would have danced Danny Deaver for any one of the other 3. Kidnapping, demand of ransom, criminal neglect, etc. I had no sympathy for him, and still haven't. That old saw about, to understand all is to forgive all, is a lot of tripe. Some things, the more you understand, the more you loathe them. My sympathy is reserved for Barbara Ann Enthwaite, whom I had never seen, and for her parents, who would never again see their little girl. As the band put away their instruments that night, we started 30 days of mourning for Barbara, and of disgrace for us, with our colors draped in black. No music at parade, no singing on route march. Only once did I hear anybody complain, and another boot promptly asked him how he would like a full set of lumps. Certainly it hadn't been our fault, but our business was to guard little girls, not kill them. Our regiment had been dishonored. We had to clean it. We were disgraced, and we felt disgraced. That night, I tried to figure out how such things could be kept from happening. Of course, they hardly ever do nowadays, but even once is way too many. I never did reach an answer that satisfied me. This Dillinger, he looked like anybody else, and his behavior and record couldn't have been too odd, or he would have never reached Camp Curry in the first place. I suppose he was one of those pathological personalities you read about. No way to spot them. Well, if there was no way to keep it from happening once, there was only one sure way to keep it from happening twice, which we had used. If Dillinger had understood what he was doing, which seemed incredible, then he got what was coming to him. Except that it seemed a shame that he hadn't suffered as much as had little Barbara Ann. He practically hadn't suffered at all. But suppose, as seemed more likely, that he was so crazy that he had never been aware that he was doing anything wrong. What then? Well, we shoot mad dogs, don't we? Yes, but being crazy that way is a sickness.